Right, speaking of brilliant bands, here we go. We've got a band called The Carltons come in. And basically what I'm going to do is just give you a little bit of resume about the band, and then we let the lads speak for themselves, because I think they're more than capable of doing that. Right, I'll tell you what it says on this little sheet that I've got in front of me. It says, these young lads came together in April 2007 and formed from the splitting of two local bands. Alex, Jack, Adam and Dave are The Carltons. Debut single The Castle is a rabble-rousing tale of underage drinking and the frustration of not being allowed into pubs until you are 18, as the lads are laughing already here, and is destined to become a call to arms for the disenfranchised youth of today. Right then, here we go. We have a script. I was just telling the lads we have a script, but it could go off at any minute and we could be talking about rocket ships, we could be talking about anything. But anyhow, thank you to Lionheart Radio, and join me in the studio right now is the very talented lads I've just spoken about called The Carltons, and we're here to talk about brand new band. They've come all the way from Lancashire, and their fantastic new debut single, The Castle, which is released on Monday, which is of course the 11th of August. Just quickly before I get asking into any questions, could you introduce yourselves to the listeners, please, and what you do in the band? We'll start with Alex, I think.
Hi, my name's Alex, and I play guitar and sing.
I'm Adam, I'm the drummer, and I do backing singing as well.
My name's Dave, and I play bass and a bit of backing vocals.
My name's Jack, I do lead guitar and vocals as well.
That's fine. Right, now then, why the name The Carltons?
Because where we used to practice, the road was called Carlton Drive.
Carlton Drive, and that was
Took it.
Hence the name.
That's fine, because up here we've got the band called The Tuckers, and that was named after the grandfather of the two of the members of the band. So I can see where you're coming from. So it's like back to your origin, so to speak. Excellent, excellent, excellent. Wild. Right. Was that the first name you come up with, or did you have a bit mess around with any of this?
We had no Telrex, which is Carlton backwards.
All right.
Yeah, that was a bit of a favourite, but we thought in a few years we'll regret it.
So. Yeah. Yeah, I think The Carltons has, it's got that certain ring about it. It's got something very good indeed about it. Right, so you've been in the North East this week. You like what you see up here? Have you been out there?
It's beautiful.
It is.
It's
not too shabby.
That's
weather, really.
Where have you been? Have you been down the coastline? Have you been inland?
Where were we last night?
Oh, York.
York last night, Barnsley on Thursday.
Last night we went down a little quay thing.
So, have you had a chance to have a look around Alnwick as such at the moment?
Yeah, we've only just arrived.
You've literally just arrived. Honestly.
Going to the campsite.
It's come from Leeds.
Good grief, rock and roll lifestyle from there. Listeners, if you are listening in, I'm just a shame we can't get you on video. It kills me to see this, but four young, good looking young lads, and I tell you what, the talent, you can't believe it. It's such a young age. Dare I ask your ages, lads, or is that a secret from the listeners?
We're all 17,
I'm 12.
I like it, but honestly, it's amazing the talent that's
for
available.
18 for barman.
Yeah, 18 get into the bus.
15 for buses.
So, how long have you known each other, lads?
Us three have known each other since babies.
Yeah,
really? Since we started school.
I've known Dave since I was like 8, but lost contact for about 5 years.
Lost contact? You weren't aware at an approved school anything, were you?
Yeah, the dispute over a girl.
I just had you moved out.
Number 9.
Oh, it's a nice one. Right, when did you actually form the band? It says 2007 on here, but was that?
2007.
Yeah. Just over a year.
About a year and a month.
Yeah.
Right. So it was said you formed like from two other bands.
Yeah.
Were you like a pair of each?
But another band? These two was in one. But it was actually three who's in Blue Monday.
Yeah. I was in a little side. Side project.
Yeah. Oh, well.
It was us two, and he was in some other rubbish.
And then, we had to make two. And took Adam.
Combined together.
Right, we've got to ask this one, because obviously all musicians are influenced somewhere along the line.
Yeah.
Have you got a major influence, or have you got a wide diversity?
All different.
Quite a lot of different influences.
All right, all the things.
Libertines.
That's quite a big one. Like The View as well.
Yeah, well, I played your track this morning for me first or second song, and I thought there was little hints of Arctic Monkeys in there somewhere. Just with a few of the riffs.
Yeah, you like Arctic Monkeys.
They are big influence, but we don't like to sound like them.
No, there's a lot of bands that track off the Arctic Monkeys.
It's pointless being that you thought that they'd be a tribute band if you're going to do that. No, you've got to do your own stuff. But it's nice to hear them little bits coming through what your major influences were. Personally, myself, I love a band called Spear of Destiny, but I've got no talent at all, so I can't play an instrument. If I could, I would probably try to play stuff like that from them, but never mind. Right, I think it's time to play a track here. Now then, this is the one that you're going to release as your single.
Bet Your Last Tenner.
Right.
It's a bit renamed.
Right, well, what I'm going to do, I'm going to actually play the second track
because
I want to save that one till a little bit later on if you don't mind. What we'll do is we'll be back shortly, give the lads a little bit chance of a little bit chat amongst ourselves, and this is the second track on the demo CD, and lads, what's it called?
Oh, what has happened?
Well, what has happened? The Carltons have come into the studio, and we are very, very appreciative for that. And we're just going to give them time just to calm themselves down, and we're going to play this track by them.
Yeah.
and that is the second track from the CD, which has just been handed to me in the studios today. And the track was called Oh, What Has Happened? Well, what has happened is that the Carltons have come into the studio, and basically I want to touch on a few little bits of places that the lads have performed in. So where have you been, and what have you got in the pipeline?
Played at Calvin Club in Liverpool.
Yeah.
Manchester Academy.
53 degrees in Preston.
Spotted the Subways. And where else?
A lot of local gigs in Preston.
A lot of local ones.
Yeah. And Manchester.
Of course, it's, basically.
In the pipeline, we've got like the Dublin Castle in London.
Yeah. So yeah, you've picked some good ones from
Melbourne.
And while we've been on here, we've been talking about Chorley FM. Yes, Chorley FM. The lads have asked. There's a fella here, he's taken a video of this, and he's giggling away when he was doing it. He'd be getting a shape, he'd get a scuttle on the video, but never mind. We're mentioning Chorley FM, of course, Peter K FM, and right, lads, put you on the spot. What did you think of Chorley FM?
Not too shabby.
Nothing compared to Lionheart Radio.
Oh, they say all the right things, don't they? They say all the right things. Excellent, right. But of course, this isn't the first time you've been on radio. Yeah, you were chosen to be the house band on Annie Mac's BBC Radio 1 show in December. Mm. What's it feel like having your music actually played on national?
Marvellous. What do you think?
Yeah, but it's quite shocking actually how we got on. So, because we've only been together 7 months, was it?
Yeah, it's just quite nice to tell people that we've been on Radio 1. Interviewed by Annie Mac.
Yeah, that is absolutely amazing. 7 months and then we got airtime on Radio 1. Yeah.
Every day we were like 16.
Yeah.
People were like, wow. So impressive.
What gigs have you got in the area where people here can actually go and see you play live?
Live tonight.
Yep.
Yeah, we're playing at the Key Club.
Where else?
Tomorrow we're playing at Whistle Binkies in Edinburgh.
All right, so
quite
I
think dedicated fans.
Play Newcastle.
Yeah, play Newcastle. Whereabouts in Newcastle? Can you remember where it is?
Head of Steam.
Oh, excellent value. Excellent venue. You really will enjoy that.
Quite a few
great
bands have been there.
Yeah, a lot of good bands.
Do many turn out?
Yes, it is what I call a proper live music venue.
Well, we've got free badges for any of you that want to come down.
Freebies are
offered. CDs are offered.
What's that?
Right. £3, actually.
You can download it on iTunes, though, if you fancy.
Yeah.
Now then, you wanted a little bit of advertising for yourselves, you say, then. What would you like to see?
Our MySpace is myspace.com/TheCarltons. It's the Carltons spelled CARLETONS.
Yeah, very important you put the E in.
I know, make sure the E, because quite a lot of people.
A lot of flyers haven't got the E on.
Or of course, a charlatan.
Yeah.
Alright, yeah, there could be a confusion there with that, no, because obviously you're left from Preston and they're from Manchester, obviously, and is there a big rival? Just a little bit. Now then, what is basically the inspiration behind your songs? Do you have a similar theme running through the song, or is it basically random?
Just like different real life experiences, rather than like talking about rubbish,
like
irrelevant stuff, or pretentious things, like real stuff.
So basically, when you say real life experiences, are you talking about your own, or are you talking about your friends, your family?
Friends, family,
the whole lot, you pick up everything on board. Yeah, that's great, because there's a lot of bands, obviously, as you say, they just pick up one subject and bang, they'll go for it, whereas bands do have a general theme.
Yeah, we know a few bands that just have, like, all the songs about a girl.
I know, yeah.
It's not that old.
Lipstick
song.
Red shoes.
Right, so basically what we're going to, I think, get to now is the reason why we're here. The reason why we're here, and this is the single which is released on Monday, I do believe, and it's called The Bet Your Last Tenner That You Won't Get In. And can you explain, obviously we think we know what it is, but can you explain to the listeners what it actually is about?
Basically about like us like trying to get in pubs when we're like underage and like no ID, and like just finding out new scheming ways of doing it, and
taking
the plan out in action.
Uh-huh.
If you listen to
it, and then we always end up in the same old pub
Yeah, but it doesn't get any custom, so it ends up serving you.
It's like a story, if you listen to the lyrics.
Right.
As you go on, you start of the night.
Yeah, and then at the end we end up in the castle, which is our local.
Underage local.
Right, so, and that's where obviously the theme from that, the name came from,
yeah,
the castle.
Yeah, but then we change it for...
Promotional reasons.
Right, I see. So do you still get into this pub and are you still illegal getting in?
Oh, well, it's closed down.
It's closed down.
And we've all got that ID now, so...
Oh, you've all got ID. Well, that's
watch out, head of steam.
Yeah. But honestly, that would be a cracking gig. You really would enjoy that. But Blythe, as I mentioned before, big music scene now in Blythe.
Is it a good one to warm up in, Blythe, to go to head of steam?
Yeah, that'd be an excellent. It'll be really good, that one, for you. You really will enjoy it. Right, okay, we'll play the current CD, which has just been released, ladies and gentlemen. If you want to get yourself out to the shops, it is available on Monday. The band are called The Carltons. And I will spell it for you because we don't want any confusion. It is C-A-R-L-E-T-O-N-S, Carltons. Not to be confused with the Charlatans. Not in any way, shape or form. And this, the track, is called Bet Your Last Tenner That He Won't Get In.
Oh,
Wow. Pretty powerful stuff from a band called The Carltons there, and that track was called Bet Your Last Tanner That You Won't Get In. Now then, I've got a script, and as I said, sometimes I keep to the script, sometimes I just go off on a tangent. I'm going to ask the lads, young lads, healthy lifestyle or non-healthy lifestyle? What did you have for breakfast this morning?
Bacon butties.
Bacon butties.
Bacon butties.
By his sister.
Right, that's not too bad, bacon butties on a morning. It's as long as you don't overdo the bacon and the saturated fats and stuff.
Yeah. Been quite unhealthy recently. Yeah. I've been on holiday, so...
All right.
But when we get back, we've got 40 team on the next
time. When you're going out touring, do you actively look to try to keep some sort of like healthy diet?
There's no point, it's impossible.
No,
you see McDonald's there, you might just go to.
Yeah.
And then burn it off when you have to.
So basically you're not a one for porridge and raspberries in the morning, so for fruit, you know. So, because our listeners will be asking questions like this, and we've got to ask them ourselves. Right, here we are, back with the Carltons again, and... Here's a question for about your rehearsals. Right, your rehearsals. Do you find yourself arguing every 5 minutes, or basically do they just flow through like a summer's breeze?
They're a bit... Nothing goes on for a few weeks. And then suddenly we get into sunlight and it just works. If you can feel it when it's going to be good, but then when it's... He's going to have a buzz about it.
We just scrap it if we're not feeling it.
Yeah. So where are you actually rehearsing now?
We've got like three different places. We've got my house, we've got Jack's house, and we've got a church hall that we're practicing.
Yeah.
But our PA system's broke, so we can't do it in the church hall.
Right. And how long does a rehearsal last for you lads?
The ones in the church hall last like
a few hours, isn't it?
But two, three hours. But the ones at these houses are just like short ones. Right, just get like tight and stuff.
Yeah, so you basically practice like a full set.
Yeah, just so.
Generally, just trying to make new songs up and then.
I'm getting tight, really.
Yeah, getting your music tightened in together, so you're really going for it when you get onto a live set.
Yeah.
Yep, that's brilliant, because I know a few bands myself, they'll put an hour in, but they'll not put the effort.
Yeah.
Whereas, as you say, you
Oh, we do. We've been doing it every day, really.
Yeah.
But we can.
Yeah, obviously. Yeah,
I'd say someone's not aware.
Time and space when it's available.
Yeah.
Right, here we're going on. What's been your biggest challenge as your band so far? And when, if you've considered a challenge, how did you actually overcome it? How did you overcome that challenge?
What would you say?
Find a recording studio.
Find a recording studio. No. Getting noticed because of our age and like...
Yeah.
People like older bands who like think they're better than us when they're not, and they're like, they don't want to like let us in like the sort of scene because we're younger than them, and we're
they don't want a younger band getting better than them, bigger than them.
Yeah, like a close shop sort of thing. Yeah. That they're frightened of the newcomers coming in and kicking them off the pedestal.
Because they've got quite a big fan base.
Yeah,
like growing fan base, whereas they've been at it for ages and they got like. Only a few people.
So basically, how did you overcome that problem? Did you just keep knocking on doors?
Yeah, we just kept going there. Just
getting our own gigs in different, like, Manchester quite a lot.
Yeah, just doing our own thing, like, rather than copying what they all do. They all sort of copy each other.
Yeah.
We've just looked outside the box and we've done, like, Radio 1 and stuff like that.
Yeah.
We've just playing live well.
Right. Yeah, we just keep gigging rather than...
And do you play all your original stuff yourself, or do you...
At the start, we played, like, one or two covers to fill the set up.
Yes.
But we're not really a cover band, we can't...
We've got 8 or 9 songs in it, so...
No, you're going to be... You're going to stand or fall by your own sort of decisions and the standard of your music.
We had to be playing them, I hate playing covers.
I don't like playing covers.
Yeah, but that's good, because obviously you've got your own mindset and you want to do your own thing. And that's probably the way forward for you, because... There's plenty of cover bands.
Yeah.
Good cover bands, don't get us wrong, because I go to see a lot of live gigs myself. I'll be going to one tonight. I might even get over the blind.
We're meant to be supporting it. Complete Stone Roses.
All right.
It's quite a big, like a really big
support. Well, a massive cover band now, absolutely.
But the gig got cancelled.
Oh, right. It's a shame, but you get knockbacks, but you've come back up.
We didn't even know these concerts. Mm-hmm. Not them, but someone said that I was doing a fan support in these. I bet you got cancelled the day before.
Right, yes. Yeah, you're now, what, 18, 17, 18-year-old? What do you think you'll be doing when you're 23, 24?
Probably in America or something. Break in America.
Break.
Once we've done England,
do Asia. Once we've done it. No,
not correct.
Yeah,
I'll be in jail.
Yeah, well, I think we've found out the Keith Moon type one of the band. You know? And for the younger lads here that don't know who Keith Moon was, that was a few shakes of the head.
He was the drummer, exactly.
And it was the drummer, of course, that knew that one. Keith Moon was actually the wild man of rock. And,
well, is he the one who threw his kit everywhere?
Yes, he threw his kit.
You should do that.
He drove Rolls Royces into swimming pools and things like that. But man, you've got to earn a lot of money before you can drive Rolls Royces into swimming pools. Now then, we've got many talented bands here around this area, especially around Alnwick, and basically they're like yourselves are trying to make it in the hard world, which is the music. What advice is lads who you've got yourself on that rung and now you're starting to go up that ladder, what advice would you give to people who want to either form their own bands or if they've actually started, if they want to progress further?
Put the effort in.
Yeah. Get yourself out there. Get in, don't just play gigs in your local area. Go to Manchester, go to London, all the big cities.
Just keep plugging away, email people. And say you email 50 people and one gets back to you. It's better than nothing.
Do you find financial restrictions on you? Do you find that money's a problem when it comes to getting yourself around?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
So can you lads, any of you lads drive? Have you got access to vehicles?
So that's a big help.
Yeah, so basically you need transport.
We rely on parents.
Yeah.
We've got our chauffeur here today.
Sir Phil Billington.
The chauffeur, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, is, once I mentioned before, a gentleman who is holding the camcorder and trying to keep it nice and steady. Right, now then. There's fans out there, or fans who want to be your fans out there, if they want to learn more about you, could you tell them about your web address, which you touched on before? Your web address, have you got it?
MySpace. Let's go MySpace. / The Carltons. CARE. CARTONS.
Yeah. Right, well, there we go, folks. That is the web
address. Well, you could go on the Lionheart Radio if you fancy.
Yes, of course.
Then type it in.
There we go. You can get it both ways. Now then, look. Carry on. Go on.
Keep going. That's
genius.
Now then, before I let you head back home, obviously, is there anybody you would like to acknowledge and say some big thank yous to? And I'm sure that's quite a few. Let us start with the drummer.
A few mates at home. Matt Wormsley. Jack Chesel, Kelly, our record label.
Andrew Kopchowski.
Say happy birthday, Jack.
Oh yeah, happy birthday to Emily.
Girlfriend.
Yeah.
Girlfriend.
And tour.
And yourself?
To my girlfriend as well. It's not a birthday, but I'll have to do that. My mum and my dad. And the rest of the clan.
My dog is
clan. And the wild man in the corner.
No.
Great.
Frederick Hitchin.
Short and sweet. But I'm pleased I was a mention for Mam and Dad in there. They're giggling away here in the corner. The wild man's just broken up into a fit of giggles in the
Frederick.
The wild man.
Yeah, do a shout out to Grace as well. Yeah,
right, good. Well, I'd like to thank very much indeed for smashing lads. I've really enjoyed this interview. Alex, Jack, Adam and Dave, for coming and chatting here in Lionheart Radio. Please keep in touch with us, let us know what's happening.
Yeah.
And if we can have another chat in the future, will you? A few more rungs up that ladder.
Yeah.